Well, as you are probably aware, we do use the old Twitter quite a lot on this programme. Most of the news and information we get is from the Twitter. That way it's all up to date. So it's like 1:44 p.m. right now as I speak on the 5th of Jan 2011. And what I'm able to do with the old Twitter, rather than sort of reading this morning's newspaper, which is now a little bit out of date, I can actually go to my Twitter page and I can basically update it, which is what I'm doing. This is where all the live feeds from all the different people I'm following is all put together. And I can see, okay, so 5 minutes ago, there's a story about a Hollywood star who dropped in to the Halewood plant in Liverpool. What else? A Liverpool stockbroker sees recovery in both the US and UK markets. Liverpool Chamber of Commerce is 5 minutes ago posted that £185 million Northwest Venture Capital Fund goes live, and Jeremy Hunt, he's got a Twitter page as well. He is the Conservative MP for South West Surrey and, of course, famous for being the Secretary of State for Culture, Olympics, Media and Sport. And he tweeted 13 minutes ago, first day back, and with PM to launch the £100 million marketing strategy for UK tourism. It's backed by BA, Radisson, and many other tourism businesses. So, excellent news there. I like, with all this sort of austerity things, it's nice when the government announces money for something. It doesn't matter what it is, it's always good. But the great thing about this story is I'm quite intrigued, because I'm a big, massive film buff, a big film fan, and I'm quite intrigued about what Jeremy Hunt has in store for the future of the British film industry. And I'd like to see what's going to happen there. So we shall keep our eyes peeled regarding Mr. Hunt's Twitter page. So there we go. If you want to sort of get involved in the Twitter, if you're not on the Twitter already, you should give it a try. It's free. You haven't got to pay for it. In fact, all the social network things are free. I started using the MySpace about 5 years ago. That was free. And then we had the Facebook. I find it quite, it's more difficult, I think, using the Facebook for professional reasons. But the Twitter is perfect. You just follow people, and then they do something, and it sort of appears on the timeline live feed thing. It's quite good. You should give it a go. You know, give it a try. And if you do, then you can follow us. And then when we do something, or we upload a picture, or I make a nice cup of tea and I tweet about it, I can send it and you'll get the message. And you'll go, oh, great, Steve's just made a cup of tea. So it's wonderful, really is. Philip Schofield, often my hero, of course, from his days with Gordon the Gopher. He always tweets a lot. He tweets an awful lot about going to restaurants and things, and I'm eating fish, and he's tweeting about it. So, you know, lots of people do tweet about things which may not necessarily be the most important things, but gives you an insight into a person, I say. Jolly good. But anyway, check out, if you can, Twitter. And if you do, you can follow us. It's twitter.com/EnglishRadio. And then you can follow us. But make sure you tell us. Because if you sort of create a face, like a picture, which isn't, well, even if it is you, if I don't know you, I'm not going to know it's you, unless you tell me, Steve, I'm following you, I'm a listener, then we're not going to know it's you. So let us know, and we can follow you back.